and they asked me if the governor should extend his disaster declaration on Monday to include Lane County. In my estimation, I think that Lane County should be included in his list of declared counties for the state of Oregon, even in the absence of having complete information. We are still working an online registration and phone banks to collect damage assessments from individuals, and we are still awaiting information about public infrastructure damages. They are still on their way. Is there a question on the phone?
Not for me yet.
I think there's an echo.
So I just, even in the absence of complete information, I think it is better for our community and the state at large for us to be included in that declaration for a couple of reasons. Number one, if we do meet the thresholds of for public infrastructure damages as well as public assistance, then it benefits our community, our residents directly and immediately. And secondarily, if we don't reach those thresholds, we have still been a good county partner to the rest of the state, because our numbers will contribute to the overall state figures that the governor will make his declaration based upon. And so even though there is a chance that we may not meet our thresholds for at the county level, the numbers that we contribute to that number, that total number for the state, could open the door for federal aid for other counties. So it's good for Lane County. It creates opportunity and potential, but it also assists our neighboring counties. One of the other reasons for doing a disaster declaration is when we need assistance for that is beyond our capability. And there is a situation, I just found out literally within an hour of this meeting, that there's a situation on the Siuslaw River that I think also substantiates an emergency declaration to request aid from the state, particularly Department of State Lands, as well as federal government, the Corps of Engineers. There are approximately 12 dock owners on the Siuslaw River whose docks are in disrepair, and they need an expedited permitting process to allow them to do some pile driving in the riverbed. They're having difficulty getting those permits passed, and until they're able to put new pilings in, those docks are at risk. So they are not trying to replace or repair the docks, they just want to stabilize what's there. So this disaster declaration will also bring attention to that issue as well. I'd like to take just a moment and kind of recap for you what has happened with this storm so that you have good situational awareness of what we've just been through over the last 7 to 8 days. First of all, as you know, there's been widespread flooding, but with that we've also had landslide and debris flow issues, as well as a lot of windstorm damages on the coast. The areas most affected have been clearly the city of Florence and the Mapleton area, as well as the Mohawk Valley. But I'm also finding, and you'll see this in a handout later, I'd like to read for you all of the areas for which damage assessments are coming in from throughout the county. We are receiving, homeowners are reporting damages from the following locations: Cheshire, Cottage Grove, Deadwood, Eugene, Florence, Junction City, Mapleton, Springfield, Swiss Home, Vanita, Vida, and Westlake. The combined total of the damages reported by these homeowners are in excess of $800,000. This is a very early assessment. The damages and losses reported have not yet been verified. And this represents about 68 homeowners. And we have people in the field right now continuing to do damage assessments to verify some of these data points. In terms of the severity of the situation, we issued evacuation notices to 1,300 households. We have one very serious confirmed injury that occurred from a tree falling on a vehicle in Florence, and that person is, my understanding is that he is now paralyzed. Okay, I've talked about that. Okay, so I think that actually concludes my report. There are some anecdotal things that I thought you might have been interested in, things like Peace Harbor Hospital for a period of time had been without power. There were reports from Riverbend Hospital, Sacred Heart Riverbend Hospital, that because there were so many road closures, that people were not being able to get discharged from the hospital because nobody could come and pick them up. They couldn't get there, so consequently, our bed capacity at Sacred Heart River Bend became tightened, and they were having a difficult time admitting new patients. They were able to manage that, but they did have their EOC activated for several days. As you know, you probably have seen lists of, I think, upwards of 38 roads that have been damaged, closed and opened, and they're still continuing to work on that. So I think that is my broad brush stroke of the severity of the damages and how widespread they are, and I'd like to ask if you have any questions of me.
Okay. Commissioner Henney, Commissioner Stewart, we also have Captain Bully in the room. Did you anything you want to add? Or?
Nope. Linda did a great job there.
Very good. Questions? Commissioner Henney, Commissioner Stewart, any questions?
I have a couple of questions. Are Ms. Richardson or Ms. Miller there?
Ms. Richardson is here.
Okay, thank you. First off, I want to thank Ms. Cook and everyone in the public safety, the sheriff's office, and the road crew who also have just been working really hard. I'm really upset that we've had injuries to people in the county, particularly out in Florence, and my heart goes out to that family. And I know that our staff has been working diligently around the clock, and I wanted to thank the folks in the room, and hopefully they can pass that on to others too. And also thank you to Mr. Kyler and Ms. Cook for contacting me and the week why you're having this meeting on short notice. I really appreciate everybody doing that.
Very good.
A couple questions I have, step back questions a little bit, and maybe these are questions that can be answered when we meet next week, and we could get some more information on this. So I have two questions, and Ms. Richardson, maybe you can get these to the appropriate folks, because I know they're not going to be able to be answered right now, but they're important questions. And given some of the high levels of flooding in the Mohawk Valley, out by Lorraine. We also have high water in the Mackenzie due to some of the logging practices that are happening up above Quartz Creek and also up above Mohawk. I'm told that logging may be leading to some of the flooding situations. I'd like to learn more what we're going to do to perhaps partner with the forest research community to learn more about the causes of some of this excess water that we're having. And given that the projections for climate change also are saying we're going to be getting more water in the future, more like this. So what are we doing and what can we do to prevent these kind of scenarios in the future? So that would be one question I can direct to maybe, is it OSU, is it to the governor, is it to the forest research community? How can we partner with them to learn more and do more to be preventative here in Lane County? The second question I have, Ms. Richardson, also might be something that Land Management Division can bring back to us. They're probably coming to us soon with their work plan for the year. And given that we have scenarios, we need to do more to protect our communities. And given that with these increased risks that we're seeing with the flooding, we're having situations where the flood water is meeting up with development that's being placed in the floodplain. We have wells and drinking water mixing with septic tank situations and leaving people unable to use their well water or drinking water. We have a pattern of exceptions and exemptions with land use applications that are putting our floodplain at risk on public health reasons here with water. Can we get a report back from LMD about what we can do, what we need to do differently to mitigate these incompatible situations that are arising in terrible situations like this that we're only going to see more of, maybe?
Yes, Commissioner. I'll talk to the agenda team.
The other thing I'd like to add, Commissioner Handy, is much of what you are talking about is very relevant to a natural hazards mitigation plan that we have just recently updated, and we can certainly take your concerns into that committee to more closely look at those issues as well.
Which committee is that, Ms. Cook?
Well, it's a committee yet to be formed, a natural hazards mitigation plan.
Okay.
We have just recently updated that, and we need to form a new committee for the future for the next 5 years to monitor this plan and to keep it updated, so that would be a good place for many of those issues.
Thank you.
Commissioner Stewart, do you have any questions?
No, I don't have any questions. I do want to reiterate thank you to everyone for their hard work, the endless hours put into this, and I'm pretty confident with what I've learned with the number of homes that's been involved and the number of road closures and that we will most likely meet the thresholds of an emergency declaration.
Very good. Thank you. Mr. Bozovich?
I'd also like to echo everybody about the great work staff did. It was impressive that we didn't have to declare emergency during the event because we were able to handle the event with our own resources. So it speaks to how well prepared Lane County was for such an event. Linda, just the one question I have is the damage to ODOT facilities that are within Lane County, do they calculate to add to our public infrastructure damage in Lane County, or are they done separately?
They're done separately. They would contribute to state damages. They keep the county and the state damages separate.
Because there was significant damage to both Highway 36 and 126 and Territorial Highway
right out
in my area.
And I just got an email from one of the state parks that they also sustained a lot of damage as well. So, yeah, it was very severe. The damage is very severe on a lot of levels.
Yeah, I'm just hoping to make sure we make that threshold. The other issue I think I've spoken to you about is there's a significant loss of business in the Florence area. They were basically cut off, and because of the advertising of high water problems, a lot of people chose not to go to Florence, and I know that both the casino, the restaurants, the hotels, everything in Florence basically had a zero business week for that whole week. It wasn't just the single day event that hit them. It was the entire week of no business, and it's a significant amount of loss of business they've had there.
Which, Commissioner, you have reminded me of something else that I should advise you of in this process. One of the things that we're accomplishing by declaring an emergency is that it gets us on the list of counties that FEMA should now come and look more carefully at. Like I said, it's too soon to tell if we're going to meet those thresholds, but FEMA has a lot of different sources of aid and a lot of different rules with each one of those sources for aid. So they will be able to come into the communities and drill down and look at economic loss, even from an agricultural standpoint. We do have one farm already that has said they've sustained at least $40,000 in crop damages and losses. So they'll look at agricultural loss, business loss, homes and individuals, as well as public infrastructure. So that was, I think, also one of the reasons why the state is trying to act so quickly, because I was asking myself, why is this, why are they, moving so quickly? And I think because they need time to form these what are called joint damage assessment teams that involve the county, the state, and the federal government. So you get these teams of representatives that have to come into a community and examine everything that we said is part of our initial damage assessment, and that takes a lot of work. So I think they're trying to just move as rapidly as they can, knowing that all the steps take time in and of themselves.
Great. Thank you.
Well, I just want to echo, I think, what our commissioners have stated today, and thank you very much. I was able to walk over to the emergency operations with Leanne, and I was very impressed. I really want to say thank you all. Job very well done. I think on the assessment we saw earlier this week over on the coast, very professional, and I think I really appreciate it. I thought it was outstanding. So at this time, I'll ask for a motion on order number 12-1-27-1 in the matter of requesting the governor to declare a state of emergency for Lane County.
So moved.
Have a second?
Second.
All right. So we have a motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Okay. Carries unanimous. Very good.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And at this time, this concludes the emergency meeting, and we're adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Paige.
Thanks, Mr.
Good. How about you?